It's Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you're listening to the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message.
I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LinkNKY.com.
There can be many challenges to addiction recovery, especially in rural communities. Northern Kentucky University is working to break down some of the barriers. The university's Institute for Health Innovation has programmed working to expand addiction recovery services in Owen and Carroll counties. NKU started employing peer support specialists like Brittany Felter in Owen and Carroll counties. She herself is in recovery. She said an arrest and pregnancy motivated her to get sober. 3.5 years later, not only is she sober, she's also helping others stay clean as part of NKU's program. Feltner said she began taking courses through NKU to become a peer support specialist, and now she's employed by the university part-time. She and her peer support specialists act as a sort of taxi service, driving residents to these counties who are in active recovery. They pick them up from rehab and take them to the doctor's office or a recovery meeting. In the 6 years since NKU started working in Owen County, a rehab facility named ARC has also opened, increasing the number of recovery resources available. Unlike other taxi services, peer support specialists also help people through their recovery journey. The next step is to open recovery housing, a substance-free environment for people who are already in addiction recovery. Fort Thomas City Council's Law, Labor, and License Committee is recommending the city change the way it funds its streets and sidewalk improvement program. The switch would be a major change for the city that has funded its annual streets program through cost sharing with affected property owners. Those who own the property along the streets scheduled for repair would usually be assessed 50% of the cost. The new plan would fund the program through franchise fees tacked onto monthly Duke Energy bills. Franchisee fees are how all other Northern Kentucky cities fund street programs. The cost of street and sidewalk maintenance, therefore, would be shared more broadly across anyone within the city limits who receives a monthly bill from Duke, instead of splitting costs each year between the city and a small group of property owners. All residents would share the costs, whether they own the property or not. Changing how the street program is funded has been an ongoing discussion in the city for many years. Many residents have charged that it is unfair because everyone uses streets in the city, not specific property owners. The length of the sidewalk has determined costs as well, leaving some property owners who happen to live on a corner with more costs than those who don't have a corner lot or those living on a cul-de-sac. Another complaint has been that those living on a state route, such as Memorial Parkway, are not assessed at all. But this is a good time for change. For Fort Thomas, the 10-year agreement with Duke Energy will expire next year. As the time approaches, the city will examine the agreement to determine if anything needs to be changed in restrictions or in fees. Covington Mayor Joe Meyer has recommended the city perform a management audit on the emergency shelter of Northern Kentucky at this week's commission meeting, following complaints from the West Side neighborhood residents and testimonials from former shelter employees. In a statement at the end of the meeting, Meyer said that the city didn't want to close down the emergency shelter, or any other shelter for that matter, but instead wanted to ensure that the interests of the city's most vulnerable were balanced with the interests of the residents. The Emergency Shelter of Northern Kentucky, located on 13th Street in Covington's West Side neighborhood, is one of the region's most well-known homeless service providers. It offers 68 beds for emergency overnights between November and March, and many in the community still refer to the organization as the Cold Shelter, even though it offers services year-round. Other services the shelter offers include an on-site medical clinic and a work program for men during summer months. That's going to wrap things up for Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.